Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right, it's Friday. I can't believe it's Friday. Tomorrow is the big launch of Iolo, the official launch of Iolo, I Only Live Once. Welcome to Iolo Radio. My name is Tony Williamson. I am your host today with my co-host, Mr. Donnie Crist. How are you this morning, Donnie?
Man, I'm doing great, and I'm fired up. We got the launch tomorrow. We got Kim Gill online with us today, which, man, he has just got some great information. Pull your pens and pads out and get ready to take notes.
That's right. I don't know if Mr. Bud Neame is going to be online with us this morning, guys, but guys and gals, ladies and gentlemen, we're really excited that you are tuning in. The switchboard is really lighting up this morning, and I know everybody's excited about the launch tomorrow. We had a great discussion with Bud yesterday about what the launch is, what's really going on, a little bit of our history, which has really kind of been a short history in the sense of us as a field of agents, independent agents, because they really just started opening the opportunity up to bring on independent agents. They had had several months of some guys that were working directly with Alan Hanke, and they were going out doing test marketing in only one vertical, actually. And they had some amazing results. And, they were fine-tuning the process. Then they upgraded the hardware. Then they upgraded the software. And then they started adding more verticals, and they started adding more income, money, making more money available to the rent-to-own customers for our merchants. And we are now at a $3,000 option for customers of our merchants. In other words, we have merchants who now can qualify, their customers can qualify, and it's based on their stability. It's not based on a credit check or anything like that. It's based on the customer stability. It's an automated process, so the merchant can have his customers who want to take advantage of the rent-to-own option, they can apply right there in their store, and they can almost immediately, in a few cases, if they put them on hold, it's because some of the information's not been, they're not able to verify the information, or they may want to call that customer and just verify with them personally, or in some cases, sometimes someone's banking institution won't accept automatic, payments or automatic debits or whatever. So little things like that sometimes can hold up an application briefly, but for the majority of people, their application is reviewed and approved or denied, but typically approved. We're getting higher approval rates literally than any of our competitors out there, and this can happen literally in a matter of minutes. So it's real exciting for us to bring this new opportunity to the merchants all across the country. There are literally millions of merchants, and right now, only about 500 of us as independent agents, and we're just thrilled that you have taken the opportunity in hand and that you are joining the team because it's a big job, literally, to go out here and share this with the merchants. But the rewards for you as an independent agent are really amazing. And we've got Mr. Kim Gill on board with us this morning, and Kim is going to share with us some of his experiences out there. And Kim, why don't we just jump into a conversation? Good morning to you, sir. Glad for you to be on board with us. I know it's early out there in California where you are right now.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'm glad to be on board. And I really like Iolo a lot. It has brought an opportunity to me at a time in my life when I really needed something to really take flight. I've been in many MLMs for years, and nothing has really taken off like this has. I have no big secret. I have no big secret at all. Basically, what it is that I've been in the industry for a while. I know how to deal with merchants. I've been dealing with Visa, MasterCard terminals and different businesses for some years. I've been in real estate. So I found a niche, and Iola's that niche. And when I get out there in the field, I have no set plan or target. I had no warm market at all. So when I started it, everything was cold. And when I got out there 2 days after, it took Mr. Tim Williams 4 calls to get me to even look at this idea. I was kind of stagnated in the mind on some other things that I was doing. And he said, look at it, Kim. And when I looked at it, I joined immediately. With no hesitation. Not just because it was free, because I have spent money to get in them, but I was looking for something that was free. I'm going to tell you the truth. But because I saw the opportunity and the vision in this business and what it can do for me in the long term. I understand this business. It's about my future. It's not about today. So with that in play, I looked at what is the best way for me to work this business. Would it be to go out and get an agency started, or would it be for me to go out and get merchants? From my standpoint, based on what I'm dealing with, merchants was my choice. And the reason being, my goal is to try to get anywhere from 60 to 80 merchants in the next 90 days.
Wow.
That's a high number, but I'm working hard on it. I've actually been in Iola coming the 10th of this month, 30 days. I actually have listed 16 merchants, but technically I have like 18. I have a few tire shops who handle all their financing through one location. So the other shops are not listed with Iola, but they are processing through their main company.
That's awesome, Kim.
So
that's really awesome, man.
So I'm looking right now at about 18, and so the first 30 days has been wonderful for me. I mean, I haven't even dented the town that I'm in, and I'm just loving it. I get out every day and I jockey back and forth across town because merchants are so finicky and funny. You know, they always coming in at different times to catch owners, and you have to just catch them. I was sitting up the other day, I hadn't wrote a deal, and I was sitting in my car on a corner, and I said to myself, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have nowhere to go. But I've been trying to get in touch with this one merchant at this jewelry store for the longest, about a week or so. And so I said, let me call. And I called, and the gentleman happened to answer the phone. I pitched him over the phone. In less than 5 minutes, he was saying, I'm here at the store. Come on in. Went on in, signed him up, and what he liked about the program was the fact that he can get paid in 1 to 3 business days. I do not go into a store with any tactic. I go straight into the store saying, hey, you the manager, the owner, or the person in charge? And I will pitch a person in charge. I'll pitch them. I'm going to come back, but I'll pitch them, and I'll leave my information. Because the more I throw my pitch, the better and more comfortable I get with it. So it don't matter to me that they can't make the decision. What matters to me is that I was still able to do what I do and get the information to a party that may can transfer information to the owner, and I'm going to still come back and do my follow-up. You know, I haven't had a lot of resistance. I have gotten no. And when I get no's, I simply ask them what their concerns is. And a lot of them don't have no reason why they say no. They just say, oh, simply because right now this is not a program for us, you know. And I said, so this is a program. It's not a program for you to move your merchandise and replace it with new merchandise? Are we okay now? And that's how they'll push it off. I understand they just don't want to do business with me. I'm fine with that. I go next door across the street around the corner. It doesn't matter because I'm not going to let not one merchant stop me from doing what I got to do. Now, even a lot of these merchants that have said no, in 30 days from now, I will pitch them again. I will go back. I know you told me no, but, you know, this is what I do. So I'm just here to ask you the question again. Till I get a definite, I don't want to talk to you no more, that merchant might still hear from me periodically to see if he might be willing to try our program.
Hey Kim, let me ask you a question. You've gotten right now you've got about almost 20 merchants already in 30 days, and I just got to tell you, man, that's amazing. It's fantastic, and congratulations. And I know there are a lot of new agents that are joining our team every day. Some of them are listening to the radio show for the very first time today. And so I know that's encouraging to every one of us. And it's truly a remarkable track record that you've charted already. So you have a big goal, and you're saying, 50, 60 merchants. But the question I want to ask you is, let's say you achieve that 50 or 60 merchants within the next 60 days or whatever that may be. How do you see that's going to – how do you feel, Kim, about, how is that going to change your life? What do you see for yourself in the future if you had 50 or 60 merchants that are out here actively, literally writing rent-to-own contracts with their customers on a pretty regular, consistent basis? How do you think this is going to change your life?
It's going to change my life tremendously because I can see the future. I'm not looking at that's a 90-day window, but I already see a vision with Iolo for the next 3 to 4 or 5 years. And the beauty in what it would do is it's gonna make things a lot more comfortable and give me a lot more stability, because I've been an entrepreneur. And in entrepreneur business, there's no benefits at the end. If you don't create your benefits while you're doing it, then at the end there's nothing there. You're gonna be sitting up with nothing. So I know that this is something that can carry me where I'm going. I'm an older man. I'm not an old man, but I'm an older man, and it will carry me. It can carry me the rest of the way. That's what I saw when I first saw it, and then I started looking at the money. And when I looked
now,
at
Kim,
the money,
I know you've got quite a few merchants that are already on board with you. How much time do you feel that you need to commit to those individual merchants that you've already got? I mean, are you going back and visiting them? Are you strengthening your relationship? Are you working with their employees? What kind of shape is that starting to take for you?
I go back to all the merchants periodically. And what it is this. The majority of these merchants got all the financial, every financial company that there's out there, some of them got all of them. And they're creatures of habit. They're so used to using the same old method that getting them to use a new program is a challenge. And it is, because I've been in stores where my merchants are working, actually with a customer. I walked in on one with a customer, and these merchants sell the 90-day option to these customers. That's what they sell. That's a selling point. Even though they know that it's an option, but it has no benefit to the customer, they sell that to them. And after the customer left, I spoke to the woman, and from feeling her, this is not the owner, this is the lady who actually handled the financing. And feeling her, she gave off an aura like, yeah, we're going to use it, but no, I ain't did nothing with that yet, And so I try not to be too pushy, because a merchant will actually turn on you if they feel like you're coming in trying to run their business. You know what I'm saying? So I did something, and it may help. I'm going to share this with everybody. I did something that may help, because my goal is to lock the merchant into Iolo. And I was trying to figure out a way to do that, and what I decided I would do is I created a flyer, a generic flyer. My name is not on the flyer. And I put all of my merchants' names on these flyers. And I put the flyers out all over town as I move around. I have a flyer for Wheel and Tire Shops, no credit check program, Wheel and Tire Top locations. I have a flyer for car stereo locations, cell phone, computer locations, jewelry store locations. I put those flyers out. And when they go into a store, and I have had some merchants said they have customers that came in with them, they'll have this blue flyer in their hand. And they say, you do no credit check financing. Well, when the customer comes in with that, ain't no processing company doing that. And by all means, I know as I grow, I may not even be able to do it at this level. You know what I'm saying? But these are the first people in my organization as merchants, so I need to pump them in order to make this more live and more profitable for me and for him. So when I talked to him, I asked him, would you like to put your name on it? Can I put your name on the flyer? I'm not going to put your phone number because I don't want people calling you. I'm just going to put your name and address, you know, and I will advertise for you. So that when they, if they start seeing these people coming in with these flyers and processing, they don't process it through Iola. But not only are they going to process with Iola, they're going to start using Iola simply because of the relationship building that I'm doing with the merchant. You know, I'm helping you. You helping me. If you don't make money, I don't make money. So I don't mind putting these flyers out all the time and trying to drive business to them. Because if he, to be in the store is one thing, but to get them to process is a challenge. You know, so I, that was just my little tweak, how I tweaked it, you know.
Well, I love what you're saying because you're telling me that you really are strengthening the bond that you built with your merchant, and you're also kind of marketing for your merchant. If they believe that you're out here helping their competitors, then why don't they? You know, they're going to want to get on board because you're out here. Anybody that's working with you and Iola is getting the benefit of some additional marketing. And, you know, you're supporting them, you're speaking good of them, you're recommending customers go to them, and that can increase their business. And the handshake really is that, you know, if you're doing that for me, you know, I mean, for me, Kim, I'm like, if I'm going to, you know, put this flyer out or whatever, if I'm going to let people know that you've got Iola, you know, then I want you to be sure that you tell everybody that comes in the door that, you know, they need to try Iola. Find out. It doesn't cost anything. Guess what? It's not a credit check. It doesn't affect your credit at all. It doesn't cost you anything at all. You know, one of the things I've been working to get my merchants to realize, Kim, is that everybody that walks in their door, the very first thing they are to ask them, hey, have you found out how much is available to you in the rent-to-own option? Before they even start talking about their products in their store, you know, go ahead and get them qualified. What do you mean? Well, yeah, you could take stuff out of the store today, rent-to-own, and you could take it home today, and you could look at this. Right now, we could get, you know, while you're shopping around in the store, we can get you approved before you even pick out what it is you're looking for, you know. And I think if you get get the merchants program to do that with every customer, because it's just like, you know, one of our guests that we had on board here a couple of weeks ago, Kim, you know, he was sharing, and I know we got a lot of new agents, and they've only been with us for even sometimes a few hours, but certainly for a few days. And there's nobody that's been with us for a long time. As you said, you know, your first 30 days hasn't gotten here yet, right? So that'll be next Monday, or Tuesday. But the point is that you know what he said is that because he'd been a merchant for Iola for about 6 months, and what he had discovered was that everybody that walked in the store, first thing he wanted them to do was to fill out an application for Iola, because once they saw that they had money available, they would spend it, and they would spend it in his store. And I took that to heart. You know, that's what I'm working with my merchants to realize that this is, they want every one of the people that come in the store, hey, by the way, have you tried, you know, you can see what you're qualified for. It doesn't cost you anything. So it takes about 5 minutes. Why not fill this out and see what that looks like? Because that increases their bottom line performance dramatically, because when customers see that they have an option that they didn't know that they had, they'll take advantage of it. What do you think about that?
I think that's great because that's the key to the whole business, is to have the merchants processing. If they're not processing, it really has no meaning. And that's why when I do go in the store, I never ask a merchant how much they process. Personally, I really don't care because they're not processing with Iola, and it really don't matter because it don't matter till they start using our program. So I don't ask that. I don't talk numbers to them about this and we're going to save you that. I tell them, listen, I can guarantee this, that it will increase your profits, you know, and there's no risk to you, no contracts, simple application. If you decide you don't want to be with us no more, 30-day notice, anything that you got going with our company will still be processed and you can be terminated. But the beauty in this business I found is once you're in a store, you're in a store for life. You in that store for the life of the company or the life of that business. Mm-hmm. So in time, if an agent come in and understand that you're not getting ready to get paid with Iola maybe for the next 90 days, that's going to be a window that you're going to have to look at, because you're going to handle all your business within the 90 days, because you probably will not receive any money prior to that time. I don't see it. Based on the way I did the math and looked at it and getting these merchants to process outside of what they normally been doing, it's going to take a time. Yes, they're going to use the product, but it's going to take a minute. So my whole goal when I approach a merchant is simply to get them in the program. That means get one foot in the door. If I can get them in the program, then I can come back and I can do my just dues and do the little things that I do, you know, to help build my business. And it's a with the flyers, it's a loyalty thing that I'm trying to establish with the merchants who always using all these other products, that these other companies that you're dealing with ain't going to do this for you. Because you're basically talking to somebody over the telephone.
That's right. Kim, let me ask you, how many of these merchants that you've sponsored, how many are you finding out there that already know about Iola?
I have run into a few merchants that not only know about Iola, but with Iola, because I think it's a couple more gentlemen in this town here. It's not a big town. It's not a small town, but it's not a real big town. And I have bumped heads a couple of times with them. So it's getting out there and certain, but a lot of them, it's still new. It's still new to them. A lot of them don't know it.
You know, we've only got about 500 agents that are on board the team now, but there are millions of merchants out there. Do you think that this is an opportunity that's going to be a good opportunity for a lot of people for a long time, or is this party going to be over real quick?
Yes, I think it's going to be around for a long time, myself personally. And I don't see nothing, you know, based on everything that Mr. Allen Hankey has said about what their plans is with this corporation is, it looks like it's going to be around for some years. So
yes.
My goal
yeah,
is
maybe
to
some, maybe some generations.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I just, you know, I know as the business evolves and as it gets bigger and it grows, it's going to be a lot of changes up in there. I just hope that with this business, it doesn't turn into like a lot of the MLMs that just fall out of, you know, the reps build the business and then the whole compensation plan changes and there you go. I mean, I just left
and, you know, and MLM. I'll tell you, Kim, I was part of the conversations with Alan and Bud and the crew there when we first started looking at that, when they were looking at it, and I got to tell you, there's a couple things that you've pointed out that I want to be clear with our audience today. Number one, this is not an MLM, or what we call multi-level marketing opportunity. It's not a network marketing opportunity, because no agent is buying product. Number one. Your business, your livelihood does not depend on other agents that you sponsor or don't sponsor, and what they buy or don't buy, because they're not buying anything, okay? No one has been purchased anything to be an Iola agent, and that is far and away different than any network marketing thing that I've ever seen. I've seen these programs, and you have too, Kim, but we've seen these programs that, oh, it doesn't cost anything, you can get involved for nothing, but everybody's making money. Well, you and I both know that that's not reality. It doesn't work like that. In multi-level marketing, the products move through the distributors. That's why they're called distributors. The products move through the distributors. There are no distributors with Iola. There's no such thing as a distributor. There's no product that's being distributed with Iola. We are agents representing a company that provides a rent-to-own option for merchants. The merchants' customers become your customers. I could go out here and try to build a network marketing company, and I've done it. And I can work for 2 or 3 years and maybe build an organization of, you know, a few hundred, or maybe even, if I'm fortunate, and get some good people, and I've got a good company and a good product and yada, yada, I can might even be able to build it for 2,000 or 3,000 people, and that's great. But when people don't make money and they're spending money, but they don't make money. And then they begin to realize that this isn't working for me because mom and pop and my kids and my aunts and uncles, I can't live off of those people. And they don't go out and they don't do, you know, they sign up one or two people. That's all they've done. Then they're done, right? With Iolo, and so they go away, in other words, and they don't buy the product anymore. The only reason they were buying the product is because they thought they were going to make some money. That's not what we're doing. That's nothing. We're not doing anything like that. We are independent representatives. We are professional salespeople, and we're calling on a merchant. And one merchant in Iolo, one merchant could bring you, as an Iolo agent, thousands of potential customers over the next few months and years. It could be tens of thousands over the next few years. And what do you need to do for that? You need to sponsor that one merchant and then stick close to that merchant and help that merchant. As you've been telling us today, Kim, you're spending time with your merchants, making sure that they're getting the full benefit of Iolo by learning what Iolo can really do for them. And you're staying with them and helping them do that. But you could never do that in network marketing because you couldn't bring in one distributor and that one distributor's purchases make you wealthy or even support you financially hardly at all. You know, you're making pennies on the dollar, so to speak. But that's not what this is. So I want to be clear for the audience, especially for the new reps that are joining us. This is not a financial opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in the rent-to-own business. We're not in financing. We're not financing anything. We don't use those kinds of terms. So when we're talking to our customers, which are merchants, okay, the merchants have customers, but our customers are the merchants. When we're talking to them, we want to talk to them and use the proper language. But we're not distributors. This is not network marketing. It's not multi-level marketing. So what we have, Kim, is, and I love the way you're sharing your story with us this morning, but what we have is an opportunity to share a rent-to-own option with a merchant. And many of them already are familiar with it, and some aren't. But if they'll start using Iolo, we know they'll save money as compared to our competitors. We know that they're going to get higher, conversion rates because they're going to get approvals for their customers with Iolo where they couldn't with our competitors. And those customers of that merchant literally become your customers, right, Kim? So you're getting paid over and over and over and over and over, but you've never sold anybody any products at all, have you?
Absolutely. And that's where I saw the value in this business. And I understand it's not MLM. I've been involved. I know it's not. It was just something I thought about. But when the money, and like you said, when you spoke about that, the money itself is really, I mean, I can see six figures by the end of the year at the rate I'm going. I can see it in my mind, you know, based on the fact that if you got multiple merchants processing at least 20,000, if I can get these 18 merchants just sitting here to process at 20,000, I ain't did the numbers. I ain't added it all up in my mind, but I know that's a pretty decent amount of money.
It's a huge amount of money. It really is. I have run a lot of numbers, Kim, and here's the main difference. I want to see if you'll agree with me about this because you've been involved in networking, and I know you bring that experience to this opportunity, and I do too. I've been involved in network marketing and all that, and I'm not saying I don't like it. I've always liked it. I love this opportunity to have some independence and to kind of chart my own future and so forth. But here's the major difference. I want to see what you think, Kim. Here's the major difference. In network marketing, it's not about quality. It's about quantity, okay? In other words, I've got to have, if I'm going to make a living, I mean a real living in network marketing, I'm going to need an organization of thousands of distributors because the distributors are the ones that are buying the product. With Iolo, it's not about quantity. It's about quality. It's upside down. In other words, I don't need thousands of agents or thousands of merchants. I only need a handful of merchants that are good quality merchants that I can work with and nurture their relationship with me and help them and their customers use Iolo properly. And then all I need is a handful of other agents that would go out and duplicate that same thing. So it's not quantity at all. It's quality of people that I'm sponsoring, to join me and my agency to be, you know, agents on my team. And I want to get professional salespeople. I really want to be working with people like you, Kim, that are, and like Donnie and Chris here on the phone. I want to work with people that are quality professional salespeople, and they're not afraid to go out here, knock on doors, and talk the talk and do what they need to do to bring in some quality merchants. And I don't need thousands of agents, and I don't need thousands of merchants. I need a handful of merchants that I can work with and take care of, and I need a handful, if I want to duplicate that, a handful of agents that will do the same thing. And I think that's a remarkable difference. So in one scenario, it's quality and with, you know, and not quantity. And the other one, network marketing, is really not quality because nobody's a salesperson. Everybody's a mom and pop or whatever. And so it's how many people can I get? It's about massive numbers in order to make a living. And the way you're describing this today, you've already said, look, I'm going to go out and get 50 or 60 merchants in this next period of a few days, literally a few weeks. And that's going to bring you a substantial income opportunity for the rest of your life. And it's not about thousands and thousands of people over the next 2 or 3 years, is it?
No, it's not. And because I've dealt with the side of having to get an agent to get up and go do this, get three. I've dealt with it. I'm being truthfully and totally honest. I have not been successful in those businesses. I have not had success. And I didn't see the level of success in those businesses that I see in these businesses, in this, I didn't see that. So what I just this I can see all of that. I haven't even got there yet, but I can see it, and I really like it. It's a true fact. You only live once, so here's an opportunity that was placed in my lap, and I'll take full advantage of it. And I'm gonna be doing it diligently every single day that I'm able to get up. Because I love being out, it's fun being out. You go, and it's okay to fill my day with something on a positive base that I know that can take care of me and my family in the future, and that's my goal
today.
And that's what I'm trying to achieve.
Kim, I know you're knocking this one out of the park, buddy, and I'm excited to be on the show with you this morning. Do you mind taking a couple of questions? We got some people who have had their hand raised.
No, I don't mind.
All right, let's go to area code 929, the last four digits, 4618. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
All right, 1 second. I got you on speakerphone. I'm trying to take you off the speakerphone here.
All right, I got a comment and two questions. First of all, I want to say, Kim, you and Mike, we both have shared great minds because I like the idea of what you were saying about passing out flyers to let people know the merchants that are signed on and send people to the store, kind of creating a demand to get merchants to use the product to utilize the service once you set them up. That's something I'm going to do. I just recently joined. And the same thing, and I also agree with both of you, your comments as well regarding you're looking for quality, and that's what I did. I've done multi-level marketing. I've made a lot of money doing quite a few different multi-level marketing from Amway to Quorum. Even some of the organizations are not even around anymore. But this, when I heard about this opportunity, and I've been on the call for the last week because every day I'm learning something new. So I'm so excited. I think this is one of the greatest opportunities. But what I decided to do, even though I have thousands of people in my phone and my contact, I decided only to reach out to like 7 of them. Because this is not a business where you want to motivate someone to do, and you shouldn't have to. Once you explain to them, they should get it. I'm not looking to babysit you, hold you by hands, or anything like that. So that's one of the things I think this opportunity is great. So with that being said, my question is, can you sign up companies that install surveillance, video surveillance cameras, DVRs and surveillance, whether it be IP or analog cameras? Can we utilize that? And I know we said if we do the business, Kim said we should expect a check about 3 months from doing the business. So currently, no one has gotten paid yet from doing the business as of yet, I take it. All right, that's my question.
Okay.
Let me
clean up something right quick, and then I'll let you handle it. Let me clean up something. Don't take what I said about that check. I'm not the corporation. That's something that I envision in my mind based on the fact that I've been in marketing and I'm understanding how this pay system works, that it may take that amount of time to get a merchant actually to operate in our program and the money to come to fruition after the pay period. So it's not that the corporation saying, well, you're going to get paid in 90 days. That's not what I was saying. I was only merely saying that based on my perception, and how I envision what I'm doing, that in it'll be about a 90-day window before I actually start seeing some type of revenue. And it may not even be a large amount of revenue. It just may be a small amount because maybe just a handful of merchants might be processing, you know. So everybody understand that was that is what I meant by that. It's not that Iolo is going to pay you in 90 days. That's not what I was saying. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah, you know, actually Iolo is already cutting checks on a monthly basis. We're getting paid monthly. And we'll be having some more discussion about that. And it's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up because, you know, some people don't know. But we were in beta. But even though we're in beta, when we sign up a merchant, every merchant's different, guys. There's some of you that I've had conversations with here on the radio show as well as you know, on the phone, you know, off show, off air, so to speak, and shared some of the stories. There are, you know, tires and wheel stores out there, as an example. In fact, one of the ones that I've sponsored, you know, and he was in a neighborhood and he's like on a corner and it was a really small shop. And I'm thinking, well, this guy's probably just barely getting by, you know, and he's doing over $900,000 a year in tires and wheels in this little bitty corner, you know, in a little bitty neighborhood store. There's some of them out there that are, you know, doing millions because they've got multiple stores. And it's not uncommon for them to do, you know, 10% or 5 to 10% anyway, if not more, of their business in the rent to own. And it depends on the demographic, depends on the market, depends on the merchant, whatever. And they're all different. You know, I'll tell you what, Kim, I used to have a vending business and I had a bunch of vending machines. And it didn't take me long to figure out, you know, every time somebody pulled a handle on that machine, you know, I was making a quarter. And that doesn't sound like a lot. But a lot of quarters start adding up. And next thing you know, quarters making dollars and dollars are making 20s and 20s are making hundreds. And you're making a living. So some merchants are just going to, you know, drip, drip, drip and do, you know, one or two, maybe a three or four, maybe five or ten. But the average merchant, and when we started running our analysis and looking at the track record that Alan and his team had originally started with a handful of agents that were out working in the field directly for the company in a local market, they were starting to see that the average merchant was doing about, and this was in the cell phone business, they were doing about 20 deals a month, okay, and they was averaging about 500. So they were looking at saying 10,000. Well, they cut that in half. So look, just based on those numbers, what would it be like if our average merchant was doing half that amount, only 5,000? Well, in the tires and wheels, guys, you know, every sale could be 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000. You know, one of my tires and wheels guys last week, his customer was trying to get approved for $2,000 of tires and wheels. So the point, and by the way, with Iolo we can do up to 3,000. You know, if the customer's stability, is working, and for them and in their favor, they can qualify for up to $3,000 of rent to own option. So the point here is, of course, some merchants are going to do a lot more, some are going to do less. And Kim, you know, I think that's a realistic number. You know, to give yourself some time to get out here and build your market and allow your merchants to learn how to use your product. And you got to be involved in helping them do that. And I'm saying that that's realistic. But we have had merchants that have signed up literally and in their very first week write $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 worth of business. Okay? Now, the very next month, then those agents, those Iolo independent agents, which is what you and I are, we get paid. Okay, so absolutely people are already getting paid. And that, by the way, some great questions. Thanks for joining us and asking that question. Let's go to area code 661, the last four digits, 0331. You're live on the radio. All right, I'm going to skip down to, let's go to area code 740, the last four digits are 3478. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I've been listening. I got on the call a little late, but I'm recently signed up, and I want to tell that, is it Kim is his name?
Yep, Kim, yes. Mr. Kim Gill. Yes, sir.
Kim Gill. Hey, sir, nice to meet you, man, and congratulations on your success with this. I haven't got out in the field yet. I've been doing all the paperwork, make sure the W-9 form is in there so I can get paid and all that kind of stuff. But basically what I wanted to say was I agree with everything that's been said so far, because I've been in other MLM companies as well, and I know that this is the true way of doing things. You go out there and you lay the foundation, and then you get paid later. So I really don't have a question. I just want to tell y'all that I'm on board, and I'm glad to be a part of this. So, it's Roy, I'm in Ohio. What city are you in, Kim?
I'm in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, okay, California. So I'm way up north up here, so this is awesome. So, all right, well, take care.
You said you're in Ohio. What part of Ohio are you in?
Around the Columbus area, Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's up there yet, is it?
No, not really. I mean, there's some folks on board with us down in Dayton.
Okay.
And I say down in Dayton because I'm actually up in the Toledo market area. So we're not too far apart. So we'll be catching up for sure.
Yeah, every time I hear that word, Toledo, some guy called it Tule Dude one time, and that's just a funny word.
It really is.
Well,
have fun.
Well, I can't wait to get up there.
You bet. Columbus is all yours, man. Go after it.
Yeah.
It's all yours. Well, let's go. Let's take one more, Kim. Let's go to area code 347, the last four digits, 1302. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Yes, hi. I had to take the mute button off. This is Owen Mitchell from Brooklyn, New York. Really, the question is, I came in kind of late, so that if the gentleman can identify not only that he's from California, but exactly is he a merchant, is he an agent, what he's doing with the company. And I wanted to find out, tomorrow's launch, is that something that's potentially going to be simulcast or live available for those that can't make it out to Illinois and possibly be able to see on the internet, or maybe there might be some kind of recording. So for those that weren't fortunate to come and participate and celebrate with you guys, that we might have the opportunity, whether live tomorrow with you or at some point in the future, be able to see and recognize what I believe is history in the making. And I'm just so happy to be a part of this situation. And again, thank you very much for the opportunity and this daily call, and the information is just top notch.
Fantastic. Well, what a great caller. Thanks so much for calling in and your wonderful expression here of excitement. Before you answer the question, Kim, about where you are, let me just jump in and say that no, we are not simulcasting the launch. It is happening tomorrow. There are literally going to be a ton of agents that are going to be on board for that live. There's going to be a lot of new stuff that's going to be announced. But, guys, if you really want to get the latest up to date, this is the place to be on Monday morning. We're going to have, I have no doubt, I know we're going to have Bud Nemeth, the director of marketing, on hand, of course. But I'm expecting possibly Mr. Alan Hanke will be on board with us as too. And they're going to be making some major announcements to all of us that cannot get to Crystal Lake, for those of you that don't get up to Crystal Lake for this event tonight and tomorrow. But don't despair. Nothing's being held back. And it is going to be some exciting news. And it's just an exciting time for all of us. And thanks so much. And Kim, he wanted to know exactly where you were located out there in Bakersfield or wherever it is you're out there in California.
Yes, Bakersfield, California, and I'm an agent. I think he was asking, was I an agent or a merchant? I'm an agent.
He was, yeah.
Just like you.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Well, that's what this radio show is about. And Kim, I want to say, man, it's been a real honor to be on board with you, and you know, talking with you this morning, and I want to invite you to come back and spend some more time with us, and we would like to get an update from you from time to time on how many merchants. I know you're going after it. I know you've got a big goal. And it's real exciting to share that experience with you here live on the radio with Iola Radio. Kim, thanks so much for being with us today, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, Donnie, we've had another great show, and I don't know, man. It's hard to beat this experience that we're all having with Iola. We got some great people like Mr. Kim Gill. We've had lots of great speakers. We've even had some merchants on board. If you're a brand-new agent in the field, just strap in because this is a great ride. We're on the way to some real significant income for ourselves. It's going to change our lives, change our families' lives, and create literally a legacy for ourselves in a way that's not really been available to us before. If you like sales, you're in the right place. If you're a professional salesperson, you're absolutely in the right place. If you like helping people, you're in the right place with Iola. I tell you what, Donnie, I'm going to let you have the last word, man. What's the takeaway today from our conversation with Mr. Kim Gill?
Man, what an inspiration he is to get out there like he's doing every day and just keep plugging. He hasn't crunched the numbers on his 18, but if he just gets those 18 that he has to do $20,000 a month like his goal is, you're just shy of your $100,000 a year. I mean, how much easier can that get. We're talking about he's done this in 30 days. Just keep getting out there. Take notes. Listen to these radio shows as often as you can because the information that comes through is just tremendous. Kim, thank you so much. You know, I've been on a month longer than you have, and I learned something from new every time you speak, buddy. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Daddy. 30 days to change your life, my friends. That's what ILO is about. I only live once. ILO, the rent-to-own option that's sweeping the nation, and it's because of you. Thanks for joining us. See you Monday. Don't miss Monday. Don't miss Monday.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of ILO Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with ILO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.